Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Mark with a C.
Zidane Old Chara.
Stale Arnold.
Jarrett Studdum.
And Andy Hart.
Why are you such a donkey, bro?
Bro. Yeah, bro. I'm a donkey.
You're the Houston Texans of gamble.
You know, I'm up. I'm down. No, I'm good. I'm back.
I'm actually going to print t-shirts. I make Mark James remotely tolerable. Weekends.
Mac and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
It's Mark and Hart right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Put 50 or 100 on the Titans on the money line tonight. You'll probably lose, but if you win, it's a nice return.
Right.
Because they're 9.5, 10-point underdog.
Yeah, I like the number.
But here's the one at my pick of the day.
Tonight,
the under 47.5.
Ooh, last time you told me to
Titans,
go under.
Titans, Ravens. I'm going it. Titans, Ravens, under. Tonight.
You have a bad stretch of unders lately.
That's okay. Well, I wasn't really feeling good last night when the score was 28-12 with 11 minutes and change left in the game. Wasn't exactly feeling really good then. And lo and behold, thank you, Mike Vrabel. Thank you, Tennessee Titans, for not only I took them on the money line and I had the over. Makes up for a horrible last weekend, but that's gambling. You're never too down. You're never as bad as it seems when you're down or have a bad weekend. You're never as good as it seems when you're up. But last night was the best. It was. I mean, I had him on the money line. I mean, that paid very well. $100 you put up, you get $370 back for profit. So just do the math. And then I had him on the under. And that game did. I didn't think it was going to go under. I thought Baltimore was just going to keep shot. And you could tell Tennessee was in prevent defense. But holy crap! If I told you that Tennessee's quarterback in the first two games of the playoffs would throw for 72 yards, 8 of 15 against New England, 88 yards, 7 of 14 versus Baltimore on the road, you would have probably asked, first of all, you probably would have thought they would have lost to New England. They wouldn't be playing Baltimore, but they did beat New England. And playing Baltimore, you'd be like, well, what did they get blown out by? And here they are. That's the remarkable thing about the NFL postseason. One, it's single elimination. There's no 2 out of 3, 3 out of 5, 4 out of 7. And welcome to the club, to the 2019 Baltimore Ravens. You will join the 0-1 Mariners and the 2019 Tampa Bay Lightning. You are regular season wonders and first-round frauds.
Big trust. Woo, woo.
Yeah, yes. Thank you for that, Nick. You know what's weird? Yeah, I don't hear Andy. His for some reason his mic's not working. But
hello, hello. Hey,
there we go.
There's a man playing these days by the name of Derrick Henry, who is literally a man among boys.
He really is
embarrassing. I forgot who said it. There was a quote from one of the Ravens defensive linemen that said, "For the first time ever on a football field, I felt like I couldn't do anything. I was helpless against Derrick Henry." Derrick Henry, and give the offensive line credit because some of these holes he's running through are massive, but he is just an free agent to be Derrick Henry, who's making himself, as I like to say, some cha and some ching for next season. But to me, he's the story, the numbers, 2-game stretch, most ever. The last 8 games, he has 8 games, he's over 1,300 yards, I think, rushing. I mean, half a season. You know, double that, say full season, he would have like a 2,500-yard season. He's just rare air. We thought Sony Michel was impressive last year for what he did to carry the Patriots to a Super Bowl. Derrick Henry's taking it to a whole different level. And he's also cameoing as Tim Tebow on the goal line when you need a jump pass for a touchdown. That was tremendous.
When you're 6'4", 240, and you run a 4.5 40,
you know, it's here's my the only question about Henry that I have, and this isn't in about this year. This is about when he came to the league. What took him so long? Why did he take some time? Because he came into the league.
It's a great question. I went back and looked because your memory says, right. Oh, he was slow to. But he never really got an opportunity. There's no starts there. Had like 110 carries 1 year. So that's the other thing.
Didn't in 1 year he share with DeMarco Murray?
He had a couple share years.
That's
actually a good thing now, right? If I'm looking to sign him, I say, well, he kind of took the first 2 years of his career off.
Yeah, he had 110 carries his rookie year, and then 176 is
this is his first big year of 300 carries, workhorse type. So you're saying, will I regret this contract if I give him a four-year, five-year deal? Maybe in years 4 and 5, but I can look at this guy and say, I'm going to hitch my wagon to him for the next 2 or 3 years at big money because he is right now just a guy literally defenders don't want. There was that play down the sideline where he actually stepped out of bounds. He had Marlon Humphrey turned around. I think he could have just pushed Marlon Humphrey another 15 yards downfield. J.C. Jackson, a week ago, wanted no part of him. These DBs see him coming when he gets to the second level. And as Bill Belichick and they said in the Blue Ribbon panel when they were doing the top 100,
it's a business. They
make business decisions.
Yes.
The business is only booming if you get the hell out of the way of the caller. Yes, they nailed it last week. A Mack truck with Vaseline on. Because he's not just a power back. He runs by people. He runs around people. He stiff arms people. He is as impressive. You know, Lamar Jackson was the story of the regular season, the way he's running the ball and sort of, you know, can you win by running? Well, Lamar Jackson did in the regular season. And quite frankly, Lamar Jackson was pretty good yesterday. He made a couple mistakes, but when you throw for 300 and rush for a buck, whatever.
Only quarterback in NFL history
that's
to do that
silly.
In a playoff game.
But the story of this postseason right now. Is Derrick Henry and Mike Vrabel. I'll mix a little Vrabel in.
You've got to put Vrabel in.
Because Mike Vrabel right now looks like a guy anybody would want to play for and nobody would want to play against.
Well,
the way he carries himself and his team and gets them to the field is they're on a different level right now. I'm now rooting for him. I am now rooting for them to win the Super Bowl.
Well,
they're my team.
I said if you're a Patriots fan, and I know it sucks because the sting from last Saturday night, but right now they're a sixth seed. You got it.
Then you can say at least I lost to the Super Bowl champions.
Well, that's it. And here's the thing. So in the Patriots season was utterly disappointing. Let me ask you this. What was more disappointing? Dropping, going from 8-0 to 4-5, or having a 12-game win streak, number one seed in the league, and then having it end the first time you go on the field in the playoffs. And I thought Vrabel's defense last night, I thought what they did was they kept the option lateral. They kept it lateral.
Right.
And then they kept everything in front of them. And they were there, like right, like they kept everything in front of them. So, and like Vrabel said, listen, they're going to do some plays. They're going to get some plays. But I think when you have a team that was so great all season long, especially on fourth down and last night, weren't they 0 for fourth downs last night?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like they had them. They
Which
had
again,
their number.
Helps the Patriots a little bit in sort of that whole goal line stand thing. Oh, why can't you just punch it in? Well, I don't know. Why can't the MVP get the yard when he needs a yard? The Titans are doing something special on both sides of the ball right now. Do I think they're the best team in football?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
But could they be one of these teams that gets hot for this little 3 and 4 game span?
Yep.
Hell yeah. They're playing the right way on both sides. And it's a little old school the way they're running the ball. You said it. You're going to have a quarterback who's going to throw for 80, 70 yards, and you're rolling to victories, beating up much better football teams, theoretically much more proven coaches and quarterbacks and all of that. And, you know, the funny thing out of Baltimore, I don't know if you read any of this, Marlon Humphrey, I think you have to look yourself in the mirror, and I think this team's identity right now is to get in the playoffs and choke. It is what it is. This is just the hard truth.
About his own team?
Oh, yeah.
He said that about the Ravens?
Get in the playoffs and choke, baby. And that's John Harbaugh's Ravens, that team that everybody always feared coming to Foxborough. Well, right now they have their own little issues because 2 years in a row, it's a little early, in my opinion, to start talking about Lamar as an individual, choking in the playoffs, losing in the playoffs, can't win in the playoffs. First of all, he wasn't who he is a year ago.
Sure.
And I didn't think he sucked yesterday. First, that throw early in the game
was
to
tip.
Andrews.
It was tip.
He hit him in the hands. I need you to catch the ball.
Right. Oh.
And if he catches that ball and they drive to a touchdown, We know football, momentum, things change so quickly in football.
Well, how about this? How about the fact that in later on in the game on a crucial third down, he hits Hayden Hurst in his jersey.
Literally.
He's not even looking at him.
Literally hits him right in the chest, and it bounces off of him. So was Lamar perfect? No. Did he fumble? Did maybe make a couple bad decisions? Sure. But he also made enough plays to win. He didn't get a lot of help around him.
No.
Certainly defensively, they did nothing. You know, everybody will talk about Lamar, but I'm in a little place where I was last week. You cannot let the other running back run for 180 yards and control the game and make you feel helpless as a defense. These defenses are falling on their faces and making business decisions to get the hell out of the way of Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and he is about to get paid. And like you said, we talked about what took him so long. Well, you just kind of figure it out. He had 110 carries his first year. Now, every year, he's averaged nothing under 4.2 yards per carry. So that's been fine, but now it's like he's starting to come to his own. Last Saturday, he turned 26 against the Patriots that day. So he just turned 26. You get him, you're going to get him in the real prime of his career. And it's funny because a couple years ago, this whole league was about Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley is suffering from a degenerative arthritic knee.
Right.
Todd Gurley will be out of the league a la Terrell Davis maybe after next. I mean, I'm not predicting it, but it looks like it's going that way. Derrick Henry, 6'4", 240, runs a 4.5, and it's just like even last week against the Patriots, man amongst boys. Yesterday, man amongst boys. They did not have it, and the thing about Baltimore, well, yes, Tennessee came in and punked them, but it's a double-edged sword. Baltimore also choked. You can't win 12 straight games, be the number one seed. And I asked this question, and people got on me about the 2018 Red Sox. I always ask this, are they peaking too early? Are they peaking too early? They didn't. They ended up winning it all. Baltimore peaked too early. You never want to be the team riding into the playoffs, a 12-game win streak, rest turned into rust, and they were just like, it's like, you see 28-12, no, folks, that game was 28-6, and there was no doubt it was over by the end of the third quarter. Baltimore, you could have heard a pin drop last night at M&T Bank Stadium, which Ian Eagle and Ed talked about since they opened up 20 years ago, was one of the loudest venues in the NFL. Last night, it's all about the Tennessee Titans, and I'll tell you this right now, you can do what you want. I don't know if I would bet against them next week on the road at Houston, especially if Houston wins today. If Houston wins today, are you going to bet against the Titans next week against Bill? No, you can't.
First of all, I'm going to think of not doing it against the Chiefs.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
Right now, they are just rolling. The old adage of run downhill, that's what it looks like they're doing. Running downhill. Like, they're starting at the top of a hill, firing out. The offensive line is jogging downhill, and Henry just picks up the pace.
And remember what week that Ryan Tannehill took over for Marcus Mariota? It was week 7
against
the Chargers.
Changed everything.
Week 7. So they're basically,
because look at Henry's numbers early in the year. He was sucking for like a month.
Right.
He had terrible numbers, and then all of a sudden, Ryan Tannehill comes in, and the whole dynamic changed.
10-game stretch. Best 10-game stretch in NFL history.
And he's not great. I still don't think he's great.
No.
They're probably either going to franchise him or give him a new contract in Tennessee. You have to at this point, I guess. But I'd be scared to death because Ryan Tannehill is still Ryan Tannehill. I can't lean on him to win me football games. He'll still make mistakes at bad times. We started the Patriots game. He threw a bad interception. He had a couple times. He strip sacked, dropped a. He makes mistakes. But right now, he's part of the formula that is just clicking for Mike Vrabel.
Well, here's the thing, too. Listen to this one. And this is a point that I thought as soon as the game was over. Ryan Tannehill is 60 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl in Miami,
right. Tremendous.
Where they basically completely just, did not coach him properly. He's 60 minutes away from taking the Titans to the Super Bowl. It's a great story, and this is also a little bit reminder of the Titans are playing the role of the 07 Giants, where they're not the best team in the league, but they're getting hot at the right time. The Giants, they go into Tampa in 07. They knock off Chris Sims and the Buccaneers. They go into Dallas that year. They knock off the Cowboys, who were 13-3, 14-2 with Romo. And then they go into Green Bay, and they beat Brett Favre, who had a renaissance season. If it wasn't for Tom Brady's 50-touchdown season, Brett Favre probably would have been the MVP. This is what they're doing. Think about them right now. That the road, I'm not saying easier, but at least from this week to next week. Now, especially if Houston wins today, which I don't think they will, but if they do, the road gets a little bit easier for them if Houston wins, because it's familiarity. I mean, yep, they did lose a game at home to the Texans one time. They made some mistakes, but they beat them at the final regular season game of the year when they needed to win that game. And I know Houston sat most of their players, but you don't want to face this team right now. Mike Vrabel, and another thing I liked about Mike Vrabel on a personal note last night, he got rid of that insufferable porn stash. And he just had the really cool, you know, like, hey, 5 o'clock shadow, hadn't shaved in a day or two. What can you say about him? Vrabel, his stock is going up, up, and up. They hats off to the Titans. And I'll tell you this today, Patriot fans. The fact they did what they did last night, I'm talking about Tennessee, does it sort of ease the pain a little bit?
It has to.
It's right?
A little.
It's got to ease it.
You couldn't move the ball on the goal line. The Ravens couldn't move the ball on fourth down. It was part of their losing. You couldn't stop Derrick Henry. You were helpless. They were helpless. You're not the only one. Misery loves company.
Right.
As the cliche goes.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, you could also look at it the other way that, oh, wait, the Ravens are out of the playoffs. And not that it would have played out the same, but who knows if the rusty Ravens opportunities open up. You could look at it the other way, too. But there's also a chance you lost to the hottest team in football. Also, if you're looking at it, so if there's an upset, and I don't completely rule out Houston winning. They are so up and down.
No.
And I think Will Fuller is going to be back, which is huge for them offensively. But you could have Texans-Titans division battle.
The former Oilers.
Yes. And then you could have Seahawks-Niners division battle.
Yeah.
As your title games in both conferences.
Right. Yeah.
Because I actually think Seattle has a decent chance to pull it off.
I hope so.
I do.
I hope so. I'm pulling for him. I don't want Aaron Rodgers, Mr. State Farm. I don't want him getting to the Super Bowl. I just don't.
What'd you think of Jimmy yesterday? Garoppolo.
Not
a little scary. You're a 49ers fan,
right.
I know you cruised and your defense looked really good again, which is probably the key to you winning the Super Bowl. But there, you know, he threw that. He got hit, and there was that end-over-end duck that ended up being a completion. He was loose with the football. He hit Kendricks, the linebacker. He must have hit him in the chest three times instead of Kittle.
The only team that can beat them at home is the Seahawks.
Right.
I don't think Green Bay.
And it's fun.
Right.
That's a good, fun division battle back and forth.
Yep.
I would look forward to that matchup. I mean, I guess you'd have a little old school, new school if you brought Rodgers there for the NFC title game. But I think if I'm a Niners fan, I felt a little little scary. My heart skipped a couple beats of various times when Jimmy Garoppolo's back there. He feels dangerous. You know, the old Top Gun, you're dangerous. Jimmy feels a little dangerous at times.
Right, and I'm sure Kyle Shanahan did not like when he brought in Matt Breida, who's now the third string running back there, and he fumbles. I'm sure that, like, even though they had a nice, comfortable lead, he fumbles. And at the end of the day, you know, and they're another team. They are the Houston Texans of the NFC. And I'm talking about the Minnesota Vikings. If you bet on them, they will screw you. If you bet against, I didn't touch the game, but if you bet against them, they will screw you. Who is going to show up? So the team that goes into the team that hosts Green Bay on a Monday night they had a chance to play for the division, even though Green Bay got Detroit the following week, so they wouldn't have won the division anyway, but they absolutely just sucked and wet the bed. Then playoff game, New Orleans, one of the toughest environments to win in the NFL, Dome. The Superdome, they go down there, they punk the Saints. You like that? I got three words for you. You like that? You like that? Then last week, the real Vikings showed up. Here's the thing, to bring it back to New England here. There's a couple things that hit me yesterday, and I said this the other day, and I'll say it tonight. There's, Nick, I didn't ask you this before the show, but Adam Schefter talked about on Get Up on Friday, there's a team that nobody sees for Tom Brady to possibly go to that's no one can see right now. Mm-hmm. Like when people were talking about Peyton Manning 8 years ago, nobody saw the Denver Broncos. It was like people saw other teams and this, and then the Denver Broncos came out of nowhere. Schefter brought this up on Get Up the other day, and I'm just saying the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, we've been talking about that locally for 2 months.
Well, but like the Minnesota Vikings for
time. He makes a ton of sense.
He spent his summers there.
Yep.
They've got everything you want. They got a top five defense.
It's a dome.
They're in a dome. They got Dalvin Cook, Madison, Rudolph, the guy Irv Smith.
They're stacked.
They are stacked.
Their defense is pretty good.
They're stacked.
I thought they made a lot of sense, and everybody said, "Well, what about Kirk Cousins? He's got a year left." I actually said, well, "Trade him."
Right.
He's got 1 year left. No one's looking for a 1 year quarterback.
Right, sure.
Everybody's looking for
the
a 1 year quarterback.
The New England Patriots are looking for a 1 year quarterback.
I don't know if they'd want to spend the money with 30 million or 27, whatever million.
But somebody out there.
Somebody will.
Somebody
will. Carolina or who knows? There'll be a 4 or 5 teams that say, 1 year, no risk. I just trade for a guy for 1. Yeah, I'll take him.
I think the Minnesota Vikings to me stepped up. And I was never
What's that song? New man on the Minnesota Vikings. Could be Tom Brady.
Oh,
you're not familiar with that song, are you?
No, I'm not.
It's the most popular song in the world. What's that song? Why do I see nobody back there? I just looked in. I couldn't see a single body.
The Little Nas X thing?
It's a popular Lizzie. Is that her name?
Lizzo. Yes. No. Lizzo. She hosted with Saturday. Yes, I do.
She sings that song, and it's like something like New Man on the Minnesota
That's
Vikings.
That's right. She did. She's
Tom Brady could be the new man on the Minnesota Vikings.
I like you quoting R&B hip hop. I like that.
It's very superficial. I don't have a lot to work with. I was going to say, be careful.
Here it comes. Fresh photos with the bar lighting. No man on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. Look at me. Although I have, I probably should look the lyrics up. I can't say is it new man or no man?
New man.
Are we sure?
It sounds like it says new man on the Minnesota
That's what
Vikings.
I thought.
New man. It says new man. Yeah, Dylan, thank
Tom
you
Tom Brady.
That.
That's his theme music as he walks into the room.
Yeah, new man on the Minnesota Vikings. Like, I could see him because here's the thing.
Sounds like no man.
No, it's new man.
I'm looking up the lyrics. What's her name?
Lizzo.
Hey,
here's the one thing about it. Literally. What is going to change next year for Minnesota if you bring back Kirk Cousins? Nothing. Nothing. Yeah. It's a rhetorical question.
Well, he could be without his offensive coordinator if he gets
Stefanski.
The Cleveland job.
Yeah, yeah. And Josh McDaniels is currently in a holding pattern for the Vikings right now. Now, I could see Tom Brady on the Minnesota Vikings. He would look great in the uniform. Especially the white jersey with the purple pants. He would look tremendous in that uniform.
New man on the Minnesota Vikings, according to the internet.
Yep. So
nailed it.
If it's on the internet.
You brought rap to Western Mass. I brought hip-hop or whatever this is, R&B, to this studio this morning.
Which could say where Tom Brady's destination is.
Damn right.
Lizzo could have. She could.
That's one of the, what do they call them, Easter eggs in movies where you look for little symbols in other movies. That's an Easter egg in her song where Tom Brady's going. We nailed it.
I could see him. And you know one thing, too, and it sort of hit me a little bit as well, is that I never was a big believer in this. I'm more of a believer now in the Tom Brady possible to Tennessee. That sort of has a little bit
more. But how do you do that? Like, if Ryan Tannehill leads you, he's already led you to the AFC.
Two words, Trent Dilfer. What did Baltimore do with Dilfer?
But it's hard to do.
I know.
And the other aspect is, what if Henry leaves?
John Robinson can't let that happen.
See, that's how I think you spin that, is you sign Henry to a long-term deal. Sign Brady to a short-term deal, a 2-year deal. Sorry, Ryan, we really appreciate you. You injected life into our franchise.
Right.
We'll be forever grateful for everything you've done for us. Good luck in your future job.
Well, that's it. That's it. I now, we've talked before about what Brady's options are next year. Is it go to play for another team? Is it retire, which we know it's 0% there now after that Instagram post this week? Or is it to come back to New England? I think now we need to put odds on teams. And I have to tell you, just from looking at it and what happened yesterday, I have to say, with Schefter and what he said on Get Up. Did we? Okay. It was on the cut sheet yesterday. He just talked about there's somebody that nobody sees right now that could be a dark horse.
Which is always, it's Major League Baseball.
Yes.
There's a mystery team.
Yep.
Scott Boras said there's a mystery team for his clients, so just relax for a little while.
Yep.
The mystery team for Tom Brady. The new man on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
I'm going to keep saying that all show.
Yes.
It's only 2 hours, by the way, so I can make it.
Oh, I know. It's exactly. So the Minnesota Vikings, to me, and I could, and here's what Schefter had to say on Get Up.
If he's going to go play for another team, which is possible, I think it's going to be a team that all of a sudden comes out of nowhere like you didn't even see coming.
See, that's it. Right there.
But just because he didn't see it coming doesn't mean we didn't see it coming, right?
I didn't. Well, yeah, I might have thought about them, but I guess.
Oh, I had them in the. Whatever, we were around, what, five or six teams for a while we were kind of talking ourselves into?
My number one was Cowboys.
See, my number one was the Chargers. Still probably is.
Yeah?
But Vikings for a while there was my number two.
You know, here's another thing, too. Remember what Tom said back in the day? He spent his summers in Minnesota with his
grandmother.
There's
still family.
Yes.
There's still family there.
Yes.
And he said we'd like to come back or something.
Right.
Spend a little more time when they were at the Super Bowl. So spend a whole season there, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're in a dome, right?
In a dome. Now you have to leave the dome to, like, go to Green Bay, Chicago.
But
you deal with that almost everywhere.
Right. So
almost anywhere you go, you're going
to
have
But like Drew Brees, you get 9 games in a dome because you go to Detroit.
Right.
So you get 9 games in a dome, okay? And so every year you get 9 games, and
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, division battles. God.
How great would that be?
That would be fun.
You know, that would be
plus,
just...
Plus, if you believe that, you know, some... So the move to Southern Connecticut for the family. They're selling the house here, theoretically, moving to Southern Connecticut. It's a shorter commute or whatever they would need to do to get from Minnesota to Connecticut than it would be to get to L.A. to Connecticut. And if you believe that Giselle doesn't like L.A., maybe she'd be more happy in Minnesota. I can't really see her at the Mall of America every day. But
No.
They probably do have like 4 Victoria's Secrets in that place. So, yeah, maybe she could go work there. But it's a half a country closer to Connecticut if commuting is any sort of an issue.
Not only that, though, it's Minnesota, but at least you're somewhat closer if she needs to get to L.A., for whatever it is.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I think you can talk yourself into almost anywhere.
Absolutely.
You can also talk yourself out of almost anywhere for Tom Brady at this point.
I think, but for me, and maybe last night, it was the one thing that sort of hit me is that the Minnesota Vikings, to me, are the leader in the clubhouse for Tom Brady. They are the leader in the clubhouse as of today for me. And I think the Tennessee Titans are not far behind. I still believe the Patriots are in there as well.
Where would you put your money? If you had, and I'm saying you either have to put it on the Patriots.
That's a great question.
And you can term it smart money or dumb money, but where would you put your money?
Yeah, like the value money last night was the Vikings on the money line. The Titans on the money line. I'll go Minnesota Vikings.
Wow. You are ready to put money on the fact that Tom Brady will go to the Vikings.
I really would.
I don't know if that's smart money at this point.
Only because I think Bears, I don't think Bill Belichick wants. I don't think Bill Belichick wants Tom Brady here anymore.
See, I don't think he wants him at all costs.
Right.
I also don't think he wants to run him out of town at all costs. I think he's in the middle where it's typical Bill. Right deal, I'll take him back. If it's my 1 year, $12 million deal, Tom Brady's my quarterback.
Yep.
If it's his 2 year, $50 million deal, I want him out of town. I'm not paying that. And I think Bill's somewhere in the middle there, and then it's what we've been talking about for months. Robert Kraft has to be the deciding vote or figure out who he's aligning with. Like, if this is Survivor, they're sitting in front of the fire, which who's he got this alliance with? Is it Tom Brady that Bill Belichick never sees coming? Or is it aligned with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady never sees it coming until he's asked to leave the island?
617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Does the Ravens getting beat last night at home, does it ease your pain from a week ago from this Patriots demoralizing end of a season? That's the number, 617-779-7937. And I don't know, it just hit me last night. I just can see him coming in and you know, them taking the place of Kirk Cousins for 2 years, because that's the one thing. That new man on the Minnesota Vikings.
So you
Vikings.
Love it. Look what I brought.
I do.
Look what I brought.
Hey.
You never know what I'm going to bring. Teaching you something new every day.
No,
Mr. Hip Hop and Rap over there.
I saw her on Saturday Night Live with Eddie Murphy. She was certainly a much better performer that night than he was. But on Saturday Night Live, So I could see. I think the Vikings. To me, if Adam, I think Adam Schefter knows something and he doesn't want to say it.
He always knows something and doesn't want to say, especially when Tom Brady's involved.
Exactly. So I just could. What's the one thing keeping the Minnesota Vikings obtaining the Holy Grail where they've never been before? A quarterback. They're never, like, if you bring back Cousins for next year, you're not any closer than you were last night, which is by far, far and away. You just don't have enough to win the big one. So if I'm Ziggy Wilf, Rick Spielman, and Mike Zimmer, I'm looking at what, that's the one position we need to upgrade. And it's not like Cousins was horrible yesterday. He wasn't awful.
No, but you never would go into a game in a playoff saying, I got Kirk Cousins. I'm good to go.
Exactly.
You're always going to wonder.
Never.
Because he's such a tease. There are stretches of regular seasons that happened this year. 4 or 6 weeks, best quarterback in football. He'll have 120 passer rating, making all the plays.
But it's fool's gold.
It is fool's gold. And the flip side for Brady is you can't complain about anything, about being anything other than surrounded by talent if you went to the Minnesota Vikings. Two receivers that are arguably as a combo, one of the top three combos in football, maybe?
Yep.
Two tight ends.
Yep.
Probably rank as high as any tight end combo in
football. Dalvin Cook.
Madison. Dalvin Cook, a playmaking running back, a defense, a veteran coach. I mean, if you go there, that's pressure because the expectation is you're going to take the Minnesota Vikings to the promised land.
Yep.
That's all on you, Tom Brady. It's why we brought you in.
Yep. All right, now it's time for trending. We'll get back to your calls on the other side.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tom, there's a tremendous amount of speculation as to where you're going to play next season. Every outlet and every expert now has you going from anywhere to 14 to 17 different teams. I know you say you don't pay attention to what is written or what is printed. However, you cannot avoid this because being in Boston, it's just everywhere. How are you dealing with all of this speculation and seemingly everybody knowing where you're going more so than you know?
Well, I can only say how I feel, and that's, you know, what's the truth to me and what's authentic to me. And you're right. I have no decisions that I've made, and there won't be for any considerable time. So I know there's speculation. There always is. That's just part of being in professional sports and being a professional athlete. And, you know, when people aren't talking about this season, they want to talk about next season. And the reality is next season's quite a ways away. So I have some other things that are happening at this time. Like I said, spending some time with my family and my loved ones and giving them the time they need. And then as people begin to plan for next season, like I said, these things will take care of themselves.
I got a little revisionist lyric for Lizzo. Tom Brady on the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, we can do that. Let's dub that in. Let's do a bad dub.
I'll just
say Tom Brady, and then you add that to the song.
Okay.
I find that very interesting what Tom Brady told Jim Gray, because there's only one swift decision that can be made, and that's a return to the New England Patriots. By rule,
right.
He cannot talk to another team, theoretically, if you believe in honesty and morals and all that, till March 16th. The only team he could do a deal with right now is the New England Patriots.
Absolutely.
And he said nothing's going to come quickly, right?
Yep.
So that means they didn't have some come-to-Jesus postseason moment of like, Tom, we don't want you to go anywhere. You don't want to go anywhere. Let's get this done. Let's let us both get on to our offseason. Let's get this done. He just said that ain't happening, right? Not happening quickly. You know what that means? There's a chance he's going to free agency, that they haven't just decided to avoid that. That's how you read. That's the only way you can read that, because the only quick decision could be the Patriots. No quick decision is coming. He's going to pursue this.
March 18th, 66 days away.
66 days 66 away. The devil. 66
days away.
No man on the... But everybody seems to... It's no man. It is no man. If you listen to it, it's no man. And I found other lyrics that do say no man. And if you Google no man...
It is it? Okay. Yeah.
But who cares? For our purposes, it's new man. And the new man is Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady on the Minnesota Vikings.
We're efforting that right now.
All right. To the phone. 617-779-7937. It really makes perfect sense, because you're not... Now, you have to find, a trade partner willing to take Kirk Cousins' $24 million guaranteed salary for next season. I'm sure somebody will.
Yes.
I'm somebody will.
As the musical chairs game plays out at quarterback, you will have multiple trading partners. I guarantee it.
Do you know another thing that also kind of hit me last night when I was watching? I don't know what it is, but if I could see a stopgap... 1 year transitional quarterback for the New England Patriots, I could see Marcus Mariota.
Oh, I couldn't. He sucks.
No, I know, but I could see
he sucks.
I know he does.
Sucks. It's Blake Bortles. I've told you a million times. Ooh. If it's going to be a cheap nobody
quarterback.
Yeah,
Belichick always liked
it. It's Blake Bortles for $1 million or whatever. If you're going to go that route,
sure,
where it's just Stidham and a veteran and whatever, and we'll figure it out along the way, Blake Bortles is
I could
the
see
guy.
That. Belichick's always liked him. All right, we'll go to the phones. Nick and Weymouth. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, morning?
Yeah, I watched both games. Some good football. Ravens game. The first thing I noticed was Bill Vinovich. Now, don't get me wrong. Ravens deserve to lose that game. Didn't show up, especially with the drops. Made some crucial blunders. It's a shame, too, when Brown's cousin there caught that fabulous pass on about the 3 or 4 yard line. However, the play call was stupid. They were strong to the bottom of the side of the screen. The Titans were, and yeah, he did run left, but he should have done that immediately. I'm talking about Jackson. Well, he could have got to the sideline or maybe a run, but they would have had a chance for another play. However, what I'm questioning is what the hell happened to last year with the Rams versus the Saints. When I thought this problem was going to be cured, different situation, I understand. Vinovich, by the way, same guy heading that referee crew. Never saw the play.
Oh, and you knew too, Nick, that that we were screwed last night because Ian Eagle said Bill Vinovich and his crew are the ones who throw the least amount of penalties in the NFL. And then about middle through the third quarter, he goes, "Did you say that Vinovich and his crew throw the least amount of penalties?" He goes, "They're on a roll tonight." Like, in other words, they were throwing everything last night. Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it got to the point where, you know, some of them, though, you just couldn't, you know, you couldn't help it. And, like, I actually thought that Lamar Jackson, that play was horse collar. I didn't have a problem with that.
Wasn't a technical horse collar.
I don't
love it. I think it was a penalty because it was out of bounds.
Like,
it was
out of bounds.
It was unnecessary roughness out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
But the guy in the end zone, right? When he was when they scored that one, his butt hit the ground.
Yep.
He didn't have control of that ball.
Yeah, see, I like that as a catch. If we start going, that gets back to the old Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
We start going down the road of, I just look at that.
So was it Sonu Smith?
It was Smith, yeah.
Jonnu Smith, yeah.
That's a play where in my NFL, I want that to be a play. I
come to see professional athletes make wow moments.
I'm with you.
And that was, it's why I've advocated for, I'd like to go to the college rule where it's 1 foot in bounds. I'd like to go to 1 foot.
I would too.
Let these athletes make freakish.
I know.
Can you imagine if you give, like, Odell the idea that he can just have one toe in and be way reaching out?
Oh, Jesus.
Like, add to the playmaking of the game. That's fun. That's what you want to see. But I agree. That was that huge catch, that one-handed catch down to the 3 yard line right before the end of the half, that if the Ravens get a touchdown there, again, changes the whole game. It's like the tipped Mark Andrews interception early in the game. And then they ran that Lamar Jackson weird play right after that. I didn't like that because that was, I think, in some ways the ball game, and they screwed the pooch.
Yeah, they did. Now, for a long time, the NFL, up until 1993, they didn't. Okay, so they experimented with the with a 2-point conversion in 1968, and then they adopted it fully in 1994. So, like, but prior to that, I never thought, I'm like, they'll never do that. And they did it.
Right.
So they've had it for 25 plus years, 26 years. I'm with you. I'd like to see the 1 foot inbounds, because then you would see so much more where we're like, wow, look at Julio Jones on that play. Look,
we have the greatest athletes on the planet.
Look at Michael Thomas.
And I also think it eliminates a portion of replay. Because how many replays are, he definitely got one in, now let's see if he gets the second. Well, we can eliminate all those plays from replays and delays in the game. We'll say, did he drag one? Yep, he dragged one. I don't care what else happens. Touchdown. Let's kick the PAT and keep moving right along. So I think that would be a fun addition to NFL rules, especially if they're going to get challenged at all. Now, I don't think they are, but have you seen the new XFL rules? They are all about entertainment. The shootout with its five plays from the 2 yard line and all the maybe the NFL feels a little pressure to modernize and to go a little more upbeat. And maybe that's a way, because you're not changing the game in any way. Really, it's not this massive eliminating of kickoffs or anything weird. You're just saying you only need 1 foot in now. It's a simple change.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that? I mean, that's just my thing. Is this? I think you're talking about the NFL and college. The NFL needs to adopt, because I've watched especially a lot of big time college football games this year in the SEC. When there's a play that needs to be reviewed, they go and there's someone in the stadium and they get it right and they do it. What seems like under 90 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
It's quick.
Yep.
It's not this New York. Like, you got to have someone in the stadium who is the end-all, be-all. I don't want Al Riveron on Park Avenue in New York City. Well, there's this. No. There's things get lost in translation. No, I want someone in the stadium saying, okay, like a former referee, like maybe Gene Steratore or Mike Pereira saying, they're in the stadium saying, yep, that is he's in bounds, he's not in bounds, and it's quick, and it's just painless, because this replay, that the worst thing about it is that we have 836 cameras, and you still can't get it right. I don't think anything was really that bad last night that was, like, egregious.
No.
But, yeah, I want Jonnu Smith. Yes, that's a touchdown.
That's a touchdown. That's fun. Sure. That's a play. That's right. Excitement. That's backyard football. Yeah, Keep on rolling.
Right. I don't want that Dez Bryant crap again.
The one, you can't trust the NFL. Have you noticed over the last few? So, in my opinion, Jadeveon Clowney changed the playoffs to some degree with a cheap shot spear on Carson Wentz on his head. That was not flagged. That was not fined. Then I see there was a peel back block on Ford in one of the games. You know, this new block where you're not allowed to go away from the line of scrimmage. If the quarterback rolls out, the guard can't come. And it was just a normal block. He got a $28,000 fine. And then I watched the game last night. Lamar Jackson dives on a play, and somebody just dives into the back of his head, and he pops up with his hands up. Like, what?
That's
a cheap shot.
I think it was Correa. Correa did it. Number 44. Correa.
It was a vicious cheap shot. What are we doing?
Yeah. It's selective.
It really is.
Officiating.
And I don't go down the road of necessarily race in these issues, because, yes, Lamar Jackson is a black quarterback. I go down the road of, we treat the pocket guy differently than the runner. It's still a cheap shot.
Hey, listen.
Cam Newton went through it for years.
For
where
a decade.
People just took runs at him and could do whatever they want to him. And I know a lot of people tried to make it into a race issue. Oh, if it were one of your white quarterbacks, if it were Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. I don't think it's a black-white issue.
I think it's a
pocket versus runner, big quarterback versus smaller quarterback issue. But that's a cheap shot. You can't allow, in a league where you want Lamar Jackson, your MVP, led the league in touchdowns, had rushing yards, kids are buying his jersey all over the place, don't allow people to dive into the back of his head and potentially take him out of a playoff game.
I know.
That was a terrible, terrible missed call.
617-779-7937. All right, we've given you a lot to talk about. Obviously, you want to chime in on the Ravens getting upset last night. Does it make you feel a little bit better? The misery loves company thing with the Patriots losing last Saturday night. Do you not feel as bad? And it sort of hit me last night before the Titans-Ravens game at the conclusion of Vikings-Niners that Tom Brady to Minnesota could be a realistic possibility. Your thoughts? We could go with odds on teams, but I think the Minnesota Vikings folks are the wink-wink leader in the clubhouse for Tom Brady's future over the next 2 years. 617-779-7937. Mark and Hart, Sunday edition, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bum, 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 bum. Now I would just like to introduce y'all to the man, the myth, the legend, the MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me. I'm right here in B-More outside the bank. If you got an issue with that, come see me. I'm about that. Big trust. Woo, woo. Lamar Jackson in the flesh. Yes, sir.
Hey, bud, how y'all doing? Before we get started, I just want to introduce y'all. We got the NFL rushing leader. If anybody got a problem with that, you come see me. We about that. Big trust. Woo, woo. King Henry in the flesh. Woo, woo.
Oh, the trolling is so... I could say this. The Tennessee Titans, with Logan Ryan versus Kyle Van Noy last week, and then Tajay Sharp on Mark Ingram last night. Oh, hey, Nick, I want to hear the Tajay Sharp again. That, to me, he even sounds like Mark Ingram there. That is the funniest thing ever. Here we go.
Hey, bud, how y'all doing? Before we get started, I just want to introduce y'all. We got the NFL rushing leader. Anybody got a problem with that? You come see me. We bout that. Big trust. Woo, woo. King Henry in the flesh. Woo, woo.
Oh, God.
And I said this yesterday. The best part of it is it's right out of the Patriots playbook.
Yep.
You talk afterwards. You do the deed.
Yep.
You do the deed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take your victory lap and
right.
You do the talking because you know what? They can't say anything.
No.
And Mark Ingram certainly can't say anything.
No.
He was a big part of that. He was a non-factor. Now, I know he's dealing with this calf injury,
right.
But he was a complete non-factor. He sucked a major portion out of that offense coming out of the bye.
Yeah, big trust. Woo, woo.
King Henry.
I like the King Henry. That's
King Henry in the flesh. Woo, woo.
He's the king of the NFL world right now.
Oh, Tajay Sharp, that was priceless, man.
Legends could have been made and a little bit shattered in that game yesterday. I don't want to be the over-dramatic talk radio host, but Derrick Henry is going on a legendary run here that he could turn into marketing opportunities and merchandise,
a
beast mode type run here.
He is.
And the flip side of that is Lamar Jackson's now one postseason away from being a really questionable.
Sure.
I give him a sort of a pass for last year, but I've told you this.
But last
I watched
he was
his
playing.
Last bowl game at Louisville.
I did too.
He could not have fallen more flat on his face.
Against Joe Judge's alma mater, Mississippi State.
So
I
have
that
in my memory bank.
Yep.
I have last year's playoff game in my memory bank, and now I have this year's, although I will say.
300 passing yards,
really,
100 rushing yards.
If I were going to critique that team, I'd go a long way down the list. First of all, I'd start with Harbaugh, because I think you effed up. I think you effed up, and Bill Belichick knows that rust beats out rest, whereas some of these guys, Harbaugh,
Tony Dungy, who's a Hall of Fame coach.
Don't you mean rest beats rust?
No, I'm saying rust is the overwhelming factor.
Yes.
Like it over the value you got from a little rest is overshadowed by the rust. The Colts learned it. The Ravens have learned it. The Lightning have learned it. As you mentioned, teams in other sports learn it. You need to keep playing. You need to be at your best playing in the postseason. That's why, Bill, you've noticed over the years, when he has a bye, guys play in the finale.
I noticed
that.
When
you don't have a bye is when he sometimes massages the finale, pulls guys early. But when there's a bye, he says, take 3 weeks off? That's unnatural to a football player.
No.
That is unnatural. And even Collinsworth said it. When you get the bye, just the bye itself, the one weekend off, makes you feel like you're a 22-year-old football player again. You don't need the extra time. So I know there's a risk involved, and Lamar Jackson's a running quarterback, and if you play him and he gets hurt in the finale, blah, 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 blah. Well, the question has been answered. You're going home. And Harbaugh himself said, I don't know if it was rust or not, but I can tell you we didn't look very good.
Yes.
Right?
No.
So that's rust. You couldn't execute. You were the best team in football for months and months and months, and now you are watching like us.
Hey, John Harbaugh, to quote D-Generation X, we got two words for you.
Two words for you. Suck it.
You know what else, too? I have to tell you, in retrospect, you see, I heard something yesterday on one of the 800 pregame shows. They asked Lamar Jackson. Now, he didn't bring it up. They asked him. He said, boy, that would be great to play in my hometown in South Florida, in Miami, in the Super
that's
Bowl.
That's like touching the Stanley Cup.
You
don't
know what
do
I mean?
It. Don't do it.
And he did it. He fell for the Oh, I would come home. Oh, you're going to be home. And the night before the Super Bowl at NFL Honors, hosted by Steve Harvey, you're going to get going to be playing, partner. You're going to be watching.
You might be watching King Henry.
Yes.
King Henry in the flesh. Whoa, whoa.
Steve in Fall River. What's up, Steve?
Oh, not too much. I thought I was impressed yesterday with number 20, a safety who was killing people. He had some hits that were just otherworldly. I mean, there was a guy coming down the field. I think his name is Ward. There was a guy with a 20
You mean for the Jimmy Ward for the Niners?
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy Ward.
He made a couple of hits yesterday were just... They were just sick.
Yeah, that Niners secondary, they're bad.
That
they're,
Niners defense was back. They get D Ford back. They get a little healthier.
The Niners team is fantastic. They're well balanced. I'm not gonna pick on Jimmy G. I'm not gonna build somebody up by tearing somebody down. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, he's a lucky Jimmy G to be on that team. When they wanted to run, they ran. They had 3 yards of push. I think on every single play, I saw a wave of offensive linemen, 3 yards upfield. They got 4 to 8 yards every bloody running play I saw. And this defense, are you kidding me? They got every down lineman is like has to be watched. I mean, and now, like you said, the secondary is excellent. Richard Sherman's having
he's loving life.
So
he's feeling good.
They're going to be hard to beat.
We know who Richard Sherman's rooting for today. Does he want a crack at the Seahawks? Home.
Yeah.
He's rooting for today.
Would.
No question.
But we've been going on, and I heard you guys say to my horror that we're going to have Blake Bortles in here. Guess what? My horror's over. I am so ready for the Tom Brady era. Post era to begin, and the only way we're going to have any clarity in our lives on talk radio is if Tom Brady and Bill Belichick split up, and Belichick could stay here and put his genius, I got that in air quotes, by the way, and his play and his team building into perspective, and Brady can go and pick out a team. He doesn't have to go to the worst team. Drew Bledsoe went to the worst team, by the way, when he left here, because Bill Belichick said he couldn't play anymore, and he was an All-Pro the next year and took a 3-win Buffalo team to 8 wins and on the precipice of the playoffs. So I have no reason to think Tom Brady can't go to a Minnesota or the Tennessee Titans, and they would be a favorite to win the AFC. There's automatically, all the money would be on them.
No doubt. I will say this, too, about John Lynch, that he took over January 2017, so he was there before the January 2017 draft. his, you know, his first draft, he got George Kittle in the fifth round out of Iowa. His second draft, he took the big man that you were talking about yesterday. Who's that big man walking in front of Jimmy G? Mike McGlinchey,
yes.
Who had some bad plays last night, but he's a good player. Fred Warner, who's the quarterback of the defense.
Yep.
And then this year in the second round, Deebo Samuel, Dre Greenlaw, who was the one who made the play at the goal line against Seattle, which was the difference between San Francisco being the one seed being the five.
Right.
So, and he's made so many great, Nick Bosa, which wasn't a great because he was the number two player in the draft, but he still, you know, he took him. John Lynch is, I got to tell you, a guy who's done it 3 years. He, if you want to go ahead and measure 2017 through 2019 draft, San Francisco versus New England, it's a no contest. And it's a no con. And he traded, thanks to Bill Belichick, for Jimmy G in October of 2017, and he traded for Emmanuel Sanders prior to this year's trade deadline.
And if you want to question, because I think it's fair to question Jimmy G, if you watch yesterday,
yeah,
Jimmy G's a winner.
Yep.
He's risky. He makes you kind of hold your breath if you're a Niners fan for a little bit. But you also have to realize the other option was Kirk Cousins. It's quite simple. They were going to get Kirk Cousins.
Kyle Shanahan.
And then they went Garoppolo, yep. And Shanahan was able to be convinced by Lynch and by Garoppolo's play that he was worthy of being his quarterback. So it's not like they screwed up the Nick Saban Dolphins decision where
Drew Brees.
The either-or yeah. was a dramatic difference.
Drew Brees or Culpepper.
Or Drew
yeah.
Brees.
Yeah, I was down
Kirk
there.
Kirk Cousins and Jimmy yeah. Garoppolo right now are yeah. the same. They're yeah. guys that yeah. can play, and they can win games for you. And then sometimes you're like, is he really the guy? Is he a franchise true
but
guy?
I trust Jimmy G more than Kirk Cousins.
I don't right now.
You do not?
No. Those loose fumbles in the pocket, the questionable yeah. throws. He could have had a horrific game yesterday.
Yeah.
It no, could have been like a four pick. You lost because Jimmy Garoppolo crapped himself kind of game. He kept throwing it. Now, again, there was one where I thought Kittle maybe was supposed to break in, it looked like, and he didn't. So you never really know who's at fault. But he kept hitting linebackers like right in the hands over the middle of the field with passes. It could have been ugly for Jimmy.
617-779-7937. Now, maybe Baltimore getting upset last night by the team who beat the Patriots a week ago makes you feel better, or does it make you feel worse? Because then you could have hosted the AFC championship game if you were the two seed.
Yeah, the bottom line is Patriots weren't good enough.
I know.
Like,
I
watched the Niners now. A lot of people right. wanted to compare the Niners and the Patriots
all
year.
Oh, there's no comparison.
The Niners
no.
defense struggled over the second half of the season due to injuries, but you saw what they could be.
Bosa.
They were on a record pace at one point yesterday for fewest first downs allowed in a playoff game or something like that against a weapon-filled Vikings team. We can question Kirk Cousins. We can question the Vikings. They have weapons. Dalvin Cook is a weapon, and that defense took it to the Vikings. What was it, 7-3 and outs on their first 9 possessions or something yep. silly like that? That defense looked like an historic defense, not one that's going to get pushed around. Now, maybe they'll meet up with Derrick Henry in the Super Bowl, and we'll say, same. Maybe Derrick Henry goes for a $180 in the Super Bowl. But I know who Derrick Henry went for a $180 against. You, the Patriots defense that fell on their face.
617-779-7937. We got 1 hour down, short, Mark and Hart today. Only
fastest
until 11.
4 hours in radio. Feels like two today.
It will be two. So we'll be out at 11. We'll give way to Rich Keefe and Jermaine Wiggins. We get to your phone calls next on 617-779-7937. And the fact that Hart and I are actually on the same page that we believe there could be a new man on the Minnesota Vikings.
Tom Brady on the Minnesota Vikings.
Uh-oh, TB12, his interview.
I'm not sure what market there is for the TB12 clinics in Minnesota, though.
Mall of America?
Those like Paul Bunyan. I feel like that's more of a blue collar. I bet you they make maple syrup and cut down
listen,
trees.
He's going to open
I'm
up locations. He's going to open up locations like Amazon right. Prime. He doesn't. It's not about the next team he
no,
goes to.
No, they're everywhere.
To.
Isn't he right. in Whole Foods now? I think he has Whole Foods.
Well, sure.
Marketing.
Sure.
And, yeah.
Right.
So, whatever.
All right. 1 hour down, 1 hour left right here. Mark and Hart. Tom Brady on the Minnesota Vikings. True hearts need something
more exciting. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.